Get up with AB and Ben on Hit 105.5.
Good morning.
Happy, happy Elton Day.
Yes, yes, happy
Elton. He's here. Hello, Elton. I know you're a fan of the show.
Is he here now?
Well, I'm sure.
Or is he flying in today?
I think he flies in today. He's got some schmick plane that he stays on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, who's camping out at the airport watching? Just checking when a flight's landing.
Probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Let's after the show, let's just go down and stare at the clouds.
And stalk Elton John?
Oh.
We already do that with Russell Crowe.
Not stalk, just have a vested interest
just
in whereabouts.
Just wave.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm into it.
It'll be fun.
Give it a crack.
Where are you sitting today, tonight?
C, I think. C7 or something? Yeah, I'm not sure. My mum's here at the moment because she's coming to the concert, and yeah. We spent all afternoon yesterday jazzing up, Elton Johnifying some sunglasses.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because we're wearing really bright colours, not really costumes as such, but I want to wear bright colours. And then I thought it would be cool to have like Elton John sunnies, but they're very expensive. So I just bought some $7.
Oh, yeah, nice.
From Supre, chuck some
Craftanoo
bedazzling on them.
Good times.
Did the job. Did that job.
I think in honour of Elton John being here.
We should have a small to medium sized show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just so we don't overshadow the greatness, you know? You don't want to make sure he gets
there. Can you play some Elton John songs this morning?
Maybe.
Old Puppet Master.
I'll play one. I'll play one Elton John song today.
Two?
One and a half.
I'll buy you coffee.
Two songs at double speed.
A little confusing. I just like, which song? Two songs
over the top of each other.
Oh, God. Mixed up. Now, we do have a massive show, $360 an alpha bucks. I have this weird thing that my friends and I do at parties that apparently, I thought everyone did, but isn't apparently a thing.
Oh.
I'll teach you it.
Queensland is playing Spin the Bottle.
I know.
It's a family reunion, mate. Turn it down. It's going to be a big one, but some pretty awkward stuff. A lot of lorikeets seem to be dropping dead all over the Coffs Coast. We'll get
very weird
to the bottom of that next. It's AB and Ben. Good morning.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
AB, how's this for a mind-blowing coincidence? Okay, so a couple over in America, they were having themselves a baby. Okay, now the baby decided to turn up 10 weeks early, and sometimes they do. Yeah, 10 weeks is a risky one. It's a very
risky that's when
one.
You've got to get some, you're in that little cube thing.
Yeah, weighing just 3 pounds, 9 ounces. It was in the NICU, so it's, intensive care. They were very worried. They weren't sure what was going to happen. There was a lovely nurse who was taking care of it, and they got to know this nurse quite well. Because they were spending a lot of time, a lot of one-on-one. And then they started to realize, you seem very familiar. There's an air like, are you an angel?
Are you the real mother of the child?
Well, how...
Did I ruin the story?
How... No. How can the nurse be the real mother
I know, I'm just stuffing
of the
with
child?
You. This could be a daytime
no,
special.
I'm trying
to create a fun plot line for
I
this.
I just want you to explain how at what point the nurse could be the real mother.
Anything is possible in a daytime movie.
There's really one key giveaway to this whole scenario that ruins it, and that is this.
I just wanted to spice up your story.
Well, you don't have to, okay? The story's spicy enough.
Okay, fine.
Take
a seat. Give me the chili then.
Take a seat, all right? You're not driving on this one. You're in... Just
okay, fine.
Put your seat back a little bit. Maybe
recline.
Maybe all enjoy right, the
fine,
tunes. Take in the sights. I'm driving. I've got it. It's all good. It's all good. So, they're like, this lady, she's very familiar. What's going on? And they're staring at her. And then they realize the reason why she looks so familiar. And that's when the dad goes and gets his baby book. He goes and rifles through all his belongings. He turns to the page because he remembers his mum talking about how he was a premature baby as well, 6 weeks premature when he was born, some 33 years ago. And he turns to that page where the mum insisted she get a photo of...
The nurse.
...of her baby with... Mate, just can you stop telling me how to drive? You're ruining the story.
Nurse?
You're ruining the story.
Is that really that wild? She delivers babies as her profession. I had the same year 5 teacher that my dad had. Is that, do I need to write a story to one of the, like, international publications. Mind-blowing. Year 5 student realizes she has the same teacher. She died, like, a year later, by the way, because she was very old by that time.
Well, yeah. Okay, all right, you can drive from now on.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben. Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
AB. UFC fighter Israel Adesanya, a Nigerian-born New Zealander. He's a Kiwi.
Cool.
He has found himself in hot water after a gaffe while doing some trash talking ahead of his next fight. He's a really good fighter, this guy, but he's a bit cringy with his... He comes out with dance moves and stuff. It's a bit.
I hate that. It's like, it's bit, just shut up.
It's a bit.
You either win or you lose. Walk away.
He is really good. He's exciting to watch. But he's preparing for a fight at UFC 248 against Yoel Romero. He made a 9/11 reference, September 11 reference, AB, and a lot of people are very...
Who does that?
I know.
Seriously.
I know. He's talking about his next opponent, saying, oh, he's a boogeyman. Everyone keeps saying, oh, I'll fight anyone except him. And he's like, why? I've seen him get rocked. I've seen him get stopped. I've seen him get bloodied. He's human like everyone else. I'll touch him enough times. And eventually he'll crumble like the Twin Towers. So a lot of people called him out on Twitter.
Do they have, like, PR help for their little... pump-up speeches?
You give
is
one
it
of
like,
these,
hey, bro, this is politically incorrect.
You give one of
there.
These people a microphone and enough pre-workout, they'll say anything given long enough.
Are you trying to indicate that people that get hit in the head enough times aren't sharp?
We shouldn't be shocked by things that come out of their mouths that don't entirely make sense. However, he has apologised profusely for it. He just, like he said, oh, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes when I'm on the microphone, I get carried away. My mouth talks too fast for my brain to actually keep up. And I was simply rambling. You speak on the mic enough times, you're bound to miss the mark with some bars. I did on this one, and for that, I'm sorry. I'll be more careful in future with my words. So he's not even done like a, I'm sorry if you were offended. He's like,
no. No, he's like, I was wrong.
Fight. No, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Wow, he needs to teach his apology speech to a few politicians, I know.
I know. If you weren't happy with that apology, though, feel free to watch UFC 248. He's going to get punched in the head a lot. So
yeah, that'll make
you feel
up
better.
For it.
Anything else sport-related, you can find it at hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben, the US presidential elections aren't very far away.
Yeah, they're November.
Yeah, so... very divided the country is once again.
Mm. Mm.
They are pretty dramatic over there. Like, I mean, we are very tense in terms of politics here. Sometimes you can get heated when you chat to someone if you're from the left or the right.
I just want a politician that drinks a beer. That's just, if I see him drinking a beer, they're a good bloke. They're a good bloke.
Neck a scooey like
I mean,
they used to.
Drinking a glass of milk, it's, what's wrong with you?
Is that... the average
I mean,
voter?
Yes, like obviously that is what I ask when I get the how to vote cards straight up. But no, there's a woman, her name's Gail McCormack. She is 73 and she decided this week after 22 years of marriage, her and her husband are no more.
They got married at 51.
She discovered at a dinner party with friends that her husband planned to vote for Donald Trump, that he was going Republican. And this was such an issue for her. She said, it totally undid me that he could vote for Trump. She felt betrayed. I felt like I'd been fooling myself. It opened up areas between us that I had not faced before. I just am baffled by this, how in just day-to-day conversation, things that could be political don't come up.
Well...
like, don't you go, oh, that's so unfair that they're doing this to so-and-so or whatever. Like, surely if you're a Republican... that gets mentioned.
They've been married 22 years, as if they still talk to each other.
I mean, do you get past that point where you're like, okay, now I'm comfortable fighting, now I'm comfortable admitting that I'm a Republican?
Yeah, that's true.
Is it like, how did it not get raised after 22 years? I'm honestly baffled. And also...
well, look, you can pee with the door open, but you don't discuss, you know, Medicare for all at the dinner table. Like,
not when you have a shared Medicare or anything.
Come on.
And like... that's cool, Gail. You know, do you? And I understand that your beliefs are important to you. But also, can I just say, on behalf of someone who is quite resilient when it comes to being with a partner who has tastes that are very different, who supports something that I very, very much am against, My boyfriend's a South Sydney fan.
Yeah, look, adversity.
Like, it's about patience. It's about forgetting the little things and realizing that fundamentally you're a better person.
Love is about overcoming, you know, working through things together.
Yeah, the South Sydney Rabbitohs are an obstacle in my relationship.
I mean, for better or worse, it didn't say for Rabbitohs.
Or Broncos.
There's a limit.
For premiership battles each year. Yeah, it's tough for me.
I can, yeah, it seems it.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
$360. Michael from Moonee, is that spending money for Elton tonight?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Ow.
Not a fan. Not going?
Nah, not to my liking.
Yeah, okay.
Fair call.
Cool.
I'd rather Metallica.
Mm. You're more Ben's type of person, that's for sure.
You've won me over, mate. Let's.
We already liked you.
Can we put 45 seconds on the clock? Can we bump that up?
I'll go really quick, I promise.
All right. Your letter is W, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's do this, Michael. I really want you to win. I'm attached to the idea of Michael winning.
I think Michael's
Make it easy, AB. Give me the first three.
I don't decide this stuff, I promise. I know that I seem like the evil one. All right, the letter is W. Beginning with W, name a food.
Wasabi.
Something you can drink.
Water.
An animal.
Wombat.
A three-letter word.
What?
A magazine.
Who?
A music artist or group.
Pass.
Sporting team.
Wallabies.
Men's accessory item.
Watch.
Confectionery item.
Confectionery?
Yep.
Oh, I have no idea that one.
Wagon wheels?
Whiz fizz?
Warheads?
No, yeah.
It seems now I think about it.
It's for the three-letter word.
W-O-T, what?
Yeah. What? Like, is it what, man?
What,
mum?
Yeah.
You said what, mate?
Yeah, come on.
We don't laugh.
Isn't that how the kids spell it these days?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure it's in the Urban Dictionary, so that counts. That counts.
Oh, well, another time.
That was a great effort.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight.
For a hard letter, that's pretty good. Are you going to pat yourself on the back?
I already am.
Let me hear that pat. Let me hear it. Okay, good.
On you, mate. we're going to have another crack at $360 at 8 o'clock. It's all thanks to the Plantation Hotel. $9 cocktails, $6 craft beers every Friday.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
We want to know right now, what injury did you fix yourself?
None, I'm soft.
Yeah, we knew that, mate. I was asking more of the people at the Coast Coast. They're a hardy bunch.
They are, very true.
Rub some dirt and keep on going.
Yeah, tough as.
There are times where you just kind of, yeah, you can't. You can't stop. You're just like, gotta get this sorted. You know, you're out and about. Maybe if you're on a farm.
Actually, I'm wrong.
Oh, here we go.
I've been putting off the dentist for a while, and the other week I got a bit of a sore tooth, and I was like, if I just keep brushing it heaps, then maybe it'll get better. C'est la vie. It is better.
That is.
I still need to go to the dentist, but it is better.
What injury did you fix yourself? I brush my teeth. You're
right. No, I really focused on that spot, though.
Earlier, you said you were soft. Just now, you confirmed it. So, good to know. Good to know. A group of people who normally cop a bit of flack for being soft. Soccer players. However, in Scotland, they breed them tough, don't they? The St. Mirren Women's Football Championship captain. She dislocated her knee.
Oh, yeah, kneecaps are something that you just... freaky. Like, even the word kneecap.
It's so funny.
What's
about kneecaps.
What's the scientific term for it too? It's like patella?
Yeah, patella. It's your
It just makes me feel sick.
Have a look at this then.
No, I don't want to.
No, you have to watch this.
I don't want to.
It's part of the show.
My mum wanted me to be a nurse and I was like, this is why I cannot.
You have to be a part of the show. You got to watch this. So she's rolled over. Oh, I paused it at the right time. We're going to upload this to our Instagram page. As you can see,
Why?
Fun.
Why do the people need
Research.
To see that?
To complete the story, AB. Complete the story.
Yeah,
now, obviously, as you can see here where I've paused the video, that knees don't bend sideways. I mean, they're not supposed to. Not out of the factory. So she's gone, ouch. Didn't even hesitate. Just started punching her own knee back into position. Get back in there.
She may have done it before. Sometimes people who've done it before know how to, like, actually...
Oh, yeah. She's...
Resecure it.
She's like, oh, no, I know how this is. I know how to fix it. All right. Bit of percussive maintenance on her own knee. She's whacking it away. And then... Oh, there's a close-up for you. And then she just gets up, gets back in the game. Are you joking?
Hot tip, everyone. Don't do that. The physios right now in the car are like, why? Oh,
physios in the car right now, like, that's 25 sessions at $90 a pop. Are you joking?
No, because you get scar tissue and stuff from actually popping it out. So don't do that or you're going to be on a walking frame by the time you're 50.
But we want to know, what injury did you fix yourself?
Give us a call.
/ did you brush your teeth?
13, 12, 16. Coast. Kid breakfast
with AB and Ben. What injuries have you just gone, you know what, don't need a doctor for that. We got it sorted. A soccer player over in Scotland, she's dislocated her knee. Actually dislocated it, not just rolled on the ground pretending. And then she just punched it back into place and got on and refused to come off the field.
And
even
they
though
say female players are not as tough.
No one says that.
Yeah,
even
a lot of
though
the worst people. I was going to say a bad word. A lot of bad people say that.
What were you going to say?
It begins with W. Moving on.
What were you going to say?
It begins with W.
Women? What word? No, we'll get that after.
Moving right along. My mum actually cut her arm. She's staying with us at the moment. She cut her arm on a piece of glass at my house. She's a nurse. And I'm like, that is a really wide cut. Like, you know it's when it's so wide that you can see inside it? Yeah. She just bandaged it up herself. She's like, no, it'll be fine. This is definitely a stitcher's job for a normal person.
She'll be right. 13, 12, 16. Sam from Park Beach. What injury did you fix yourself?
When I was a kid. I was going into the laundry and there was a washing basket in the way, so I jumped over it and did not know that my dad left his toolbox open on the other side and there was a power drill sticking out to the side, and as I landed, the drill bit dug into my leg and I just wiped a Band-Aid on it. I did have to limp for a bit because it turns out it did go into the muscle, but...
Oh.
Band-Aid, a bit of wrapping.
And you just can't walk properly now. But hey, whatever, at least you didn't have to go to that pesky hospital.
We're asking you, what injury did you fix yourself? You're just like, I didn't even fix it. I just closed my eyes, pretended it wasn't there. Kid breakfast with AB and Ben. What injury did you fix yourself? A soccer player smashed her knee back into place after smashing it out of place while playing.
Yeah, like nothing happened. Have you ever done anything
like that?
Oh, no,
she was in a lot of pain. In the video, you can see. I'm going to upload to her Instagram.
Yeah, but usually you're in a lot of pain that you'll, like, bring a medical professional to me, not let me smash this more and hope for the best.
Oh, well, it smashed one way, so she smashed it the other way.
Sometimes when I cramp my leg in my sleep, I wake up and immediately stretch it.
That is the worst.
And get it back on.
On 13, 12, 16, Kylie from town has given us a call. What injury did you fix yourself?
I was cooking a baked dinner for the six kids, the partners and the four grandkids.
And you're already a winner, by the way, because you have six kids.
Then I accidentally stabbed myself with a knife in my hand about 4 o'clock, but didn't tell anyone until about 7:30, and that's when I got in trouble because I wanted to feed them first. And I actually had to end up going to hospital because they thought I cut my tendons and everything because it was 2.5 centimetres deep.
Oh!
Wait, I tell you what, there is no, like, UFC fighters, MMA fighters, move aside, no one is tougher than a mum.
Than a mum trying
that's
to get,
on a mission
trying
to
get
feed
dinner
the kids
on the table.
I had to feed them. It was a double lamb roast. I couldn't leave it just sitting there.
Yeah, you don't want that wrecked.
Jeez, the lamb.
If you overcook it, it's tough. Seriously, scar,
Mom,
tough lamb.
Mum, the lamb roast's a bit rare. What's all this blood doing on the plate?
so I just stuck it together with Band-Aids, and then, they did the job after that.
Well, at what point did your family just go, Mum, why are you bleeding? Like, what is going on?
Well, I didn't say anything. I accidentally hit it against the wall, and then the blood spurted out. So that's when they've gone, great, dinner's over, off to hospital.
Kylie, I don't have kids yet, and I'm very soft. Is this something that, like, the minute that you give birth, you just become this tough machine? Because my mum is like you.
Yeah, you do. You just make sure everyone else is all right and look after yourself last.
Selfless. Love your work, Kylie. Take care.
And how's the hand now? All good?
Yeah, all good. Itchy, but all good.
Itchy.
And is the lamb roast still up to scratch? Because
Have you come over any time? Do it again.
Love your work. Thanks, Kylie. Kid breakfast with AB and Ben.
Trending right now at hits.com.au. Here's a heavy one for you. So if you've got some kiddies in the car, do watch out. Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of rape.
Yes.
And sexual assault at a New York trial.
Yes, he had these allegations against him from two women that were, I think, almost up to a decade old.
Mm.
2006 sexual assault and 2013 rape. The jury found him not guilty on the most serious charge, which was predatory sexual assault. That could have resulted in a life sentence.
Has been found guilty of third-degree rape.
Yes.
Apparently he does plan to appeal this sentence, but he has been taken into custody. No word on whether or not he's going to be charged for his absolute awful use of a walker to make himself look...
Oh, yeah, the pity game.
Oh,
yeah. It took seven men and five women in the jury 5 days to find him guilty. And obviously, yeah, a lot more charges to come. He has a number of cases against him. This one was in New York. There's some in LA as well. Yeah. It's, yeah. Either way, he is going to face prison time.
Well, apparently the sentence for third degree is anywhere between probation and 4 years. So, okay. With a bit of luck, he goes to jail for 4 years, and then he just keeps getting more tacked on, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a long process, but it's a really big move in the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Meaning that it gives victims of sexual abuse and sexual assault some confidence that their cases are going to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a big one. Anything else trending you can find at hit.com.au. It's AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
We just stuff along one side. Whatever they send's probably not right. Postage gets sent via hail. Win a prize out of the wishing well.
This is a great little game in which we give away some junk off the internet. If you're not aware of Wish, it's a lovely website.
It pops up in your feed. Sometimes it'll try and sell you toe socks with no toes.
Pipes.
A crack pipe.
Pipes, yeah.
I've seen that as well.
There's a lot of wonderful, weird stuff that you can find on that site. And we spent $100 of the boss's money and a whole bunch of random stuff turned up. I'm not entirely sure if it's what we ordered. We don't really care. Some of it's fancy, some of it's pretty basic, but you can win some of it right now. Here's what happens with customs, though. They need a description of the contents of anything that passes through them. So they just write whatever. Sometimes it applies, sometimes it doesn't. Based on the description, though, you have to choose which item. On 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. You're going to win something free.
Do you want to go through them?
Because we're down at the bottom, literally the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
We have probably about 5 things left. So it's a similar culprits. Cake malts, maybe. Trying to move these for so long.
I reckon they're going to be a good one and people don't realise.
Necklace and bottle opener black. Bottle opener black,
it seems straightforward, but it never is with these.
It's never, never straightforward.
Never is. 13, 12, 16, call right now. We've got a call coming through.
Oh, hit 105.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. Jerry, are you going to Elton tonight?
Where?
Are you going to Elton tonight?
No, I'm not.
Staying home. You're going to be staying home trying out your new fancy toy. We've got cake malts, necklace, or bottle opener black. Which one would you like?
Necklace.
Let's open up that necklace. Right. It will be weird.
It's going to be weird.
That would have been my choice as well.
Yeah. I'm hoping to bling it up.
You girls and your jewellery. Your Melanie love it.
Let's see. Oh, it's gold.
Oh. It's a necklace in a little baggie as well.
Does it say anything on it? Oh, yeah, save the baggie, obviously, the baggie. For good purposes. Oh, that is proper bling. This is like rapper bling.
This is
it's a gold chain.
This is a full-on gold chain. What do you reckon on the white shirt? God.
Yeah, wow.
Am I a gangster rapper yet?
Like a door chain or something?
I'm not sure what they call, but, yeah, it looks like one of the ones that the Sopranos wear.
Oh, it's 18 karat gold, maybe.
What?
Yeah, no, it says 18K on the necklace. And
which carat begins with C, but, yeah, totally. Makes sense.
18 karat.
Oh, well, you're up a bit of blang. That's a win, I think, for a Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. That is all yours.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy.
Not many prizes left, so do stay tuned for Wishing Well. You want to give them away.
AB and Ben.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
A wildlife photographer over in the UK was capturing some gorgeous shots of seagulls doing their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, bird photography is a niche, definitely. But this particular type of bird photography that she's inadvertently got herself into is a big niche.
Okay. Is she going to take photos of a bird? Why seagulls, though? They're like rats of the sky.
I know, particularly the UK ones. They're like enormous.
It's like people who collect pigeons, you know?
It is a bit weird.
Who are you?
Well, these particular seagulls were fighting over something. And, you know, normally when you see them fighting over something, it's usually because a fish and chip shop is nearby.
Yeah.
And someone has made the rookie move of flinging a little chip out for the
birds. Yeah, they go nuts.
However, on closer inspection, the photographer realised that it wasn't a chip. It was something a lot bigger. Something rubbery.
Oh.
And a pink rubber, in colour.
A rubber plant.
Bit X-rated.
A pink rubber plant. An eraser. From
X-rated.
School. X-rated. From a pencil case.
It was...
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to spell it out.
It was a toy.
Oh.
For adults.
Oh.
That was pink.
So like a Batman...
Okay, honestly, you dancing around it makes it worse. The birds were fighting over a
Say it. Say it. I want you to say
a dildo.
You can't say a that on dildo. The radio.
I mean, like, what kind of monster
what is wrong with you?
Threw that into the ocean for starters? Because it does look like it could be flesh, so I can understand why the seagulls were confused. Okay, I've had enough. I feel really uncomfortable. I was going to make a joke and say that,
about choking on plastic?
Sometimes if you go to a dodgy fish and chips place, the scallops can feel a bit rubbery, but this is a whole new level.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. For the Plantation Hotel, your night just got a whole lot better.
$360. That is a tasty amount of coin, isn't it? Flynn, you're giving us a call. You're going to win this money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. You got some help in the car as well?
Yeah, I got mum and brother.
Perfect.
And brother.
Good teamwork.
Are you going to split it with them if you win?
Might,
yeah. Chuck them a few shekels for their trouble.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, a few notes.
Flynn, your letter for today is the letter C.
Alrighty.
All right.
It's not too hard, this one.
We'll put 30 seconds on the clock, mate. You can say pass if you want to. If you can't think of anything, we'll come back at this time. Are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
Beginning with C, Flynn, name a public holiday.
Christmas.
A vegetable.
Carrot.
A cocktail.
Pass.
Three-letter word.
Cat.
Kids' movie character.
C-3PO.
A household item.
Chair.
An animal.
Cow.
A holiday destination.
Canberra.
A hobby.
Coin collecting.
That was a really good one that you got on the buzzer. One. Wow.
That was a great one.
Good effort. You got most of those yourself. How old are you, Flynn?
I'm only 12.
Only 12? And you want to go to Canberra for a holiday?
Nobody wants to go to Canberra for a holiday. Congratulations! That's it. No. We wouldn't do that to you. You deserve better. You know what's a better holiday destination? Coffs Harbour. It's pretty close. You might have heard of it.
No, that was a great effort, mate. That was fantastic. You did really well there. I want you to give us a call tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, can you have another try? I reckon you've got
have
it.
Another crack at it.
And you're going to win the adults Alpha Bucks, which is pretty sick.
$380 we're playing for tomorrow, Flynn. So we'll chat to you then. It is all thanks to the Plantation Hotel, your $9 cocktails, $6 craft beers every Friday night next. Apparently I'm taking my
Yes, you are.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Right now, this is a stitch-up. I know a stitch-up when I hear one, mate.
This is not a stitch-up. I have a friend who's getting married at the moment, grew up with her in Queensland. She's marrying a guy from WA. And
I'm sorry
we were talking about her wedding arrangements yesterday when it occurred to me that something that my friends and everybody I grew up with, something that we do at parties, is not nationally recognised.
Yeah, it's drinking Forex.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, liquid gold. It's actually, it's a certain song and a dance that people...
Making out with your second cousin.
That people do in Brisbane, on the Gold Coast, apparently parts of South Australia, that isn't recognised everywhere. I asked her whether they were going to do the Eagle Rock drop at her wedding, and she said to me that her partner, fiancé from WA, didn't know what it was... Went to a wedding with her once and got completely shocked when it happened, so that there would be no chance that would be happening at her wedding.
Okay, so the song that we're talking about here is by Daddy Cool.
Eagle Rock, yes.
It is like the most dad song I've ever heard in my life.
Whoa. Basically, the way that the Eagle Rock drop works, when this song comes on at any venue, girls don't really do it because it's kind of awkward. Guys will race to the dance floor, drop their trowel, and dance with their pants around their ankles.
Okay.
They can dance for the whole duration of the song, but then they have to put their pants on afterwards.
Well, okay.
And so you don't take your undies off.
Okay.
You leave your undies on.
Yeah, okay.
So hopefully you're wearing good ones.
Well, you'd hope so.
You're wearing jocks.
Well, if you're going out, you'd hope you were.
There were even some venues when I was growing up that started kicking people out for it. And then there were, like, riots about it. So they had to make
pantsless
rules.
Pantsless riots. Is that what you want?
They had to make rules at these bars and say, you are not allowed to take your pants off under any circumstances, unless, of course, Eagle Rock is playing, in which case you've got that song.
To read the Queensland Liquor Licensing Act of 1996 with the amendment.
I want Ben to try doing the Eagle Rock drop, guys. 13, 12, 16. Please back me up. It's real.
I don't believe you.
It is real.
Some weird.
I have videos of it of friends, but I feel like if I share them, that's crossing a line in terms of what's allowed to be shared.
I've got videos of my friends pantless as well, but we don't share those around.
13, 12, 16. Have you done the Eagle Rock drop? Is it a thing in Coffs Harbour? I need to know that this has moved to the right place.
No one's going to call. It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
At the moment, we are talking about a party trend that I have done for years. I thought it was a nationally recognised one, but apparently not. It's called the Eagle Rock Drop, and my friend's getting married soon to a guy from WA. I asked her if the Eagle Rock Drop was going to be a feature, because I base my underwear choices whether or not the Eagle Rock Drop is going to be included. I wear good undies that night.
You should leave the house always believing that,
that
Eagle
you
Rock
could be
is
Eagle
play.
Rock dropping.
Should always be prepared,
that
you know?
Is a good way to live. On 13, 12, 16, Ben is not buying that the Eagle Rock drop is a thing where you drop your trousers, have them around your ankles, and dance to Eagle Rock.
I'll admit, if it's a stitch up, it's one of your finer moments.
Thank you.
Much better than a water balloon and a muffin.
Very detailed.
You've done a lot better, a lot more convoluted. But we are getting a call on 13, 12, 16 from James. Mate, is this Eagle Rock drop a thing?
No, you need to get yourself out to the local rugby club.
Yes. Yes, it is a good time.
A rugby club. I feel like every song's a pants off song down there.
James, tell me, where did you originally learn this? Was it at rugby? Was it in Coffs Harbour?
Yep, at rugby.
All right, well, I feel better already knowing that the people here know a good time.
I want to trace its origins. Where did it start? Who was the first person?
There are rumours University of Queensland started it.
Okay.
Right. I'm not sure where it all started. I'd say Coffs Harbour Rugby Club, but the Taormina Hotel wasn't too much of a fan of it.
Damn it, Carl from the Taormina Hotel.
Are you allowed back in there, James?
Yeah, we're up and out.
Now, James, have you ever been interstate and done the Eagle Rock drop and got some weird looks? Because that has happened to me.
Yeah, we do it everywhere it's on. We do it. Every time it comes on.
Whether or not they're playing the song or not, we just...
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you, and please continue to spread the good word. Drop trowel whenever that song comes on anywhere in the world, okay?
Exactly right.
Good man. Good man.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now.
Hits.com.au.
Entertainment reporter Justin Hill. Kobe Bryant is getting a memorial, but there's a bombshell that's just dropped.
Yeah, some incredibly sad news, obviously, with the death of Kobe Bryant in the helicopter crash. But his widow has now launched a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company, Vanessa. She's saying that there were many, many things that that pilot should have done that he didn't do, and that he was flying in unsafe weather. Apparently, there was also an issue a couple of years ago with him flying in a similar circumstance. And the amount that she is suing them for has not been released. But basically, she is saying that their death could have been avoided, and they've listed a whole heap of things that could have been done, including like weather checks. Failing to land the helicopter and, you know, evade that awful situation. So it's going to be a fair couple of years knowing that this is probably going to drag on for a while and she may not get any closure. But if she feels like this is what she needs to do, then yeah. I guess, you know, what do you do?
It keeps people protected.
Mm, it does.
So that
it does.
In future they do these checks.
And it's such a hard one because people make mistakes in their day-to-day, but unfortunately in this profession, you can't.
Mm. No, absolutely. And if you're, you know, entrusted with the safety of people, then obviously there are things that need to be done to make sure that they stay safe. So and if they're not being done, then, you know, you've got a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Very well said. Anything else in trending, you can find it at hit.com.au. Justin Hill, mate, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben, it would be the worst nightmare for anybody to come back to their car after doing a spot of shopping to find that it had been keyed.
Oh, you just don't mess with another man's vehicle.
It's a senseless crime. I don't understand it at all. The other day I was in a Tesla group that I'm a member of because I have a Tesla.
I bet you were.
And a guy shared a video that was very horrifying of his car being keyed. He asked people to share it and try and get the face of this person out to try and basically figure out who did this and why.
I've got to wonder what monster, what creature would do something like that to somebody else's car.
It seems senseless. Anyway, the video has since gone viral. Darren has had a huge response, overwhelming, and it sounds like possibly justice. We're joined by him on the phone this morning. Mate, what a wild few days.
Yes, it has been.
Completely unexpected. So you're shopping in Sydney, you return to the car, you notice that it was keyed.
Yep.
People don't always realise this, but with Teslas and some of the new cars that are coming out nowadays, they do film everything all the time with Sentry Mode.
What? Tell us a bit about Sentry Mode. How many cameras have you got on your car?
It's got eight cameras all the way around. So normally when you have cameras in your car, it really just does front and then back if you get an extra, but the Tesla has the sides as well. So.
Okay.
It's great because if there is ever an accident or you do come back to the car and it's scratched, you can just re-look at the footage on your phone, and it films as soon as somebody comes within 30 centimetres of the car. That's the way that it's designed.
Yeah, right.
God, you'd be thankful that you put your USB in for that one. Hey, Darren.
Yes, always make sure it's in. Absolutely. Yeah.
Incredible stuff. How big is the scratch? Because, I mean, we've all seen the video and we can see she's going along for quite a while, but what sort of size are we talking?
Yeah, it's basically the whole rear driver's side passenger door and then a little bit into the quarter panel at the back as well.
Did you have any run-in with this woman? Like, was there any reason, like, maybe, like, you took a car park that was meant to be hers, or did you have any interaction with her at all?
No, until we looked at the footage, I still have never seen her in my life, only on the videos, like everybody else. It's the only time I've ever seen her.
And you were parking,
I have no idea who she is.
You were parked in a normal spot as well, because people were, commenting.
Yeah, I normally try not to, but sometimes, you know, you think you're just running in and everything will be all right. But obviously this time it wasn't.
Yeah. So were you parked in one of the electric vehicle bays?
No, they don't have anywhere I was at that one.
Okay.
If I go to Rouse Hill, the town centre, I always park in the electric bay, and I guess you don't have any problems there. But
you were just at the front of the car park in a normal car space and this happened. Were there other cars in the vicinity that were keyed as well?
I think the car next to me, that grey one, I can't tell, but a lot of people say to me it looks like it's been done as well. But by looking at the video, it looks like she's done it before. Doesn't look like it's the first time.
No.
Yeah, because you got to wonder if it's an attack on Tesla owners, which I've heard is a thing, or if it's just, she's like, people have nice stuff and I can't afford nice stuff. So, it's my impression of that one.
Now, she's been
A lot of people have asked me on the page if they think it's an attack on Teslas. I'm kind of hoping it isn't, but who knows?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find out a motive anyway. And since it's been shared everywhere, you guys have had some success and she has been located?
Yeah, well, apparently she's been summoned. She has a court date next month, from what I hear.
I don't even know how that system works. Do you get to, I guess you put in an insurance claim and then...
It'd probably be a similar
I've got a police number for the event. And I'm just going to put that in with the insurance company and then hopefully I won't have to pay my excess.
Yeah. Well, look, in summary, people, it's 2020. You just can't do stuff like you used to. You can't be criminals. There's footage everywhere, whether it be on a car or in a shopping centre. It's pretty much unavoidable.
Time to hang up the keys, guys. Come on.
Or in the case of the...
I think she chose the wrong car this time.
Yeah.
Or in the case of the Tesla, you don't even have a key.
There's no key.
I think a lot of people have come back to a car that's been keyed before and had no recourse for justice. So it is nice to see a victory for the people for this time. So congratulations on that one.
Thank you. thank you very much. Let's hope she doesn't do it again.
Yeah, no, absolutely crossed. Not. I think a lesson has been learned. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.